patient's name is Denise Miller, first name D-E-N-I-S-E, last name M-I-L-L-E-R. Date of birth is 9/2/1971. Date of service is 6/10/2022. History of present illness is 51-year-old female. Presents to the clinic for a follow-up from a motor vehicle accident that happened on April 20th of 2022. Patient was the driver of a vehicle that was rear-ended. On 105 here in Cleveland, patient was transported from the scene by ambulance to HCA Kingwood Hospital, where she was treated and discharged. At the hospital, she states that she was evaluated. They did do x-rays of her chest and back, which were both negative. Patient did strike her head in that accident. However, no CAT scan of her head was done. Patient had possible LOC. she was diagnosed with a concussion. She has been taking Motrin Tylenol for headache relief, but headaches have been coming more frequently. She's had some insomnia, dizziness, forgetfulness. So she is here to be evaluated for that. Patient's also complaining of some neck pain as she did strike the left side of her head after being rear-ended. Allergies to dust, current medication, sertraline and wellbutrin, medical history, anxiety, anemia, surgical history denies, social history denies drugs, admits to ETOH socially, denies smoke, ROSC, HPI, vital signs, blood pressure 104 over 70, heart rate 74, respiratory 16, temp 98.5, O2 100, and she weighs 136.8 pounds. Physical exam general, she is alert, appropriate for age, well nursed, well groomed, H-E-E-N-T, her mucous membranes are moist, pupils are pearl, neck, negative, JVD. She has normal range of motion, however, she does have some more sensitivity with left lateral movement, chest S1, S2, respirations, even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, bowel sound times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady, skin is warm, dry, no rational lesions, assessment and plan. Number one, neck pain. Number two, headaches. Status post head trauma. Patient will be referred to physical therapy regarding her neck pain, which is causing possibility of causing her headaches. I also do want to order a CT of the head without contrast to be done outpatient. I want the patient to follow up in 2 weeks. We will call her and notify her once these things are scheduled so she can have these things done, and then we'll discuss the findings with her at her two-week follow-up. Patient will continue to take Motrin Tylenol over-the-counter for the symptom relief. If she has any worsening of condition, she's more than welcome to return to the clinic to follow up prior to her next appointment. However, she does agree with the plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.